We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories.
Four women are dead after an apartment building fire in the Bronx last night. 1010 Winds' Glenn Juck has a story in this report from the scene in Mount Eden.
And Kathleen, this fire breaking out on the top floor of the six-story apartment building where I am at 1560 a Grand Concourse about 7:30 last night. Confirmed to have started in apartment 603, going through the roof, going through the walls on either side, the flames and smoke to apartment 601 and 602, where these other four women were found burned. They were rushed across the street here, literally across the street to the Bronx Care Health System. That's the former Bronx Lebanon Hospital, where they all were pronounced dead a short time later. We have not received identification of these women who lost their lives. We're also being told a fifth person was hurt and is being treated at the hospital. Now, it's not believed to have been suspicious here. The initial belief is that this was a fire in the kitchen of that unit 603, the initial fire on the stove or possibly a space heater. I'm watching fire marshals here continuing their investigation, also taking a look to see if smoke alarms were working on the sixth floor. So a huge response. At least 140 firefighters came here from 33 different units. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, here in the Mount Eden section of the Bronx.
Brace yourself. That is the message from President Trump.
I want every American to be prepared for the hard days that lie ahead. We're going to go through a very tough 2 weeks. And then hopefully, as the experts are predicting, as I think a lot of us are predicting after having studied it so hard, you're going to start seeing some real light at the end of the tunnel. But this is going to be a very painful, very, very painful 2 weeks.
That warning from the president as he extended social distancing guidelines until April 30th. Mr. Trump said even if the nation follows the rules, more than 100,000 people could die, possibly up to 240,000. Now, the U.S. has the highest number of COVID-19 cases in the world right now, more than 188,000, more than 3,800 deaths. This comes amid a grim milestone for the city and state. New York posted its highest daily increases in new cases yet. Yesterday, 10,000 new positive tests, a total of nearly 76,000. That is more than the total reported in the Chinese province where the outbreak began. The city death toll now stands at 1,096. Mayor de Blasio.
We have to find a way to mourn, but never be paralyzed, because people's lives are at stake, and we have to be there always for those we can save, those we can comfort, those we can help.
There are nearly 42,000 confirmed cases of coronavirus in the city. Right now, the five boroughs account for nearly a quarter of cases in the country. So you're too special to stay at home? Well, if you're a non-essential employee, New Jersey officials may be coming for you. 1010 Winds reporter Jean Montone has that story in this report.
And Kathleen, the governor got his Irish up.
No more knucklehead parties or gatherings. No more aberrant behavior. We have got to stay home. We have got to stay away from each other.
And if people violate the order, people will be punished. Governor Murphy spoke of the price we have already paid.
The disease has taken service members, first responders, coaches, loved ones, many friends, and too many New Jerseyans. And sadly, we know that this number will grow.
The state now seems ready to follow Newark's lead. Police in the big city tested and ticketed 250 people for hanging out in parks and parking lots. And around the states, there were reports of weddings and dance parties being held. Violating social distancing dictates could cost a person $10,000 or $1,000 and 6 months in jail. And there is momentum in Trenton to slam people who host parties with a $15,000 fine. John Montone, 1010 Winds in New Jersey.
Now, Connecticut's governor is also warning of a horrible April. Ned Lamont saying he's working on more ways to keep people at home. At last count, Connecticut had more than 3,100 cases and 69 deaths. More than 20% of the city's EMS workforce is out sick right now, with word that FEMA is helping send more than 250 ambulances and hundreds of EMTs to the city to help ease the strain on the emergency medical system. And for the NYPD, about 15% of the force was out sick yesterday, but still a strong message from Commissioner Dermot Shea.
We don't want anyone in the workplace working sick because you feel that that's how you prove yourself. No, we need you to get better, and we'll keep it going until you get back to work.
Today, Brooklyn Borough President Eric Adams and lawmakers will ask the mayor to temporarily put Shea in charge of all law enforcement in the city and activate special patrol officers. The goal is to make it easier for police to respond. He's also going to call on the department to give protective gear to all members who interact with the public. As the death toll rises, there's also new concern about morgues and cemeteries. The head of the State Funeral Directors Association telling the Post they're worried about lower staffing and a possible bottleneck in burials. Roman Catholic Archdiocese, though, told the paper their cemeteries are fully functioning. And the mask controversy is heating up again. Surgeon General Jerome Adams' position?
If you wear a mask, it doesn't protect you from my disease. What it does is protect me from your disease. And so we recommend that people who are sick wear a mask. We recommend that people who are around someone who's COVID positive wear a mask, but do not recommend that the general public wears masks as a protective mechanism.
Right now, the U.S. has more reported COVID-19 cases than anywhere else in the world, more than 188,000, more than 3,800 deaths. Worldwide, the number of cases is 787,000. And there is one bright spot in everybody's day in the city right now, honoring the coronavirus heroes.
At 7 p.m. every night for the last several evenings, New Yorkers have come to their windows to applaud and cheer or clank pots and pans. I even heard a trumpet blaring one night. All this to give thanks to frontline workers, whether they be healthcare workers or sanitation workers, grocery store attendants, anyone who is sacrificing right now so the rest of the city can do their part by staying inside and helping to slow the spread of coronavirus.
That is correspondent Mark Remillard reporting. Staten Island Congressman Max Rose, a member of the National Guard, is being called back into service because of the outbreak.
It's back to the National Guard for Max Rose, the first time that's happened since he entered Congress in 2019. Rose tweeted out a video announcing his deployment.
This is a small, small thing compared to what our doctors and our nurses, our frontline medical staff, our first responders, our cops are doing each and every day, putting their lives on the line, often without the equipment that they so desperately need.
Rose is a decorated Afghanistan vet, and he will serve as an operations officer on Staten Island. As for his congressional duties, Rose says the National Guard will allow him to take a leave if he's needed on Capitol Hill. Roger Stern, 1010 Winds News.
Today's the day a lot of New Yorkers will really feel the pain of the coronavirus shutdown because the rent's due. New York Times report says it's unclear how many people will have trouble making the payment this month, but landlords in the real estate industry are bracing for 40% or more people to miss the April payment. Governor Cuomo has ordered a 90-day moratorium on evictions. New Jersey and other states have followed suit, but that doesn't mean you wouldn't have to pay later. Tenant advocates and representatives from property owners both say it's better for people who have lost jobs to try and work something out if they can. Of course, stay with 1010 Winds and 1010winds.com for all the information you need to get through the coronavirus outbreak.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.
parts.